So we're hearing a lot of talk over the past couple of days that maybe the Russian-Ukrainian situation is being walked back a little bit. The president of the Ukraine saying that maybe that wasn't correct about the invasion coming on Wednesday, and now hearing that Russian troops, some of the Russian troops are being pulled back. What does this indicate?
I'll just comment on what we see on the ground. And what we see on the ground is still this incredibly large amassing of Russian troops, well over 100,000 Russian troops all around Ukraine. Equipment, what we're seeing on the ground is that President Putin has given himself and Russia every possible option to further invade Ukraine. So that's what we are seeing. What we'd like to see is for de-escalation is those troops pulling back, and we would like to actively engage with Russia on the diplomatic solutions that we've provided them, that we've put on the table.
So that may cut a little bit into my next question, which is that we've seen Indiana Congressman Andre Carson over the past couple of days say that he would like to see a peaceful solution to this. Is this still possible?
Yes, I believe it is still possible. I've been a diplomat for 30 years. I believe in diplomacy, and I believe that the United States and our partners and allies in Europe have put real, meaningful options there for Russia. What we've done is we've given Russia a set of areas where we can discuss their security concerns and our security concerns. And in that, we've made real proposals for common ground. That includes real proposals on reciprocal transparency measures regarding offensive weapons in Ukraine. It includes measures to increase confidence regarding military exercises and maneuvers in Europe. Our proposals include potential arms control measures related to certain missiles in Europe. Also regarding our interest in a new START that covers all nuclear weapons. So in short, we have put real proposals on the table where we believe we can address security concerns that are important for all of us. It's up to Russia to make that dialogue real.
One of our representatives here over the past couple of days, Congresswoman Victoria Spart, says she believes that the president of Ukraine and president of Russia may be getting some mixed messaging because President Biden says he's serious about sanctions, but at the same time, Congress is not talking about those sanctions, at least not in serious talks. Do you think that they are getting mixed messages right now?
Well, I hope not, and I don't believe so. I know that we have been 100% clear with Russia, from the president to Secretary Blinken to National Security Advisor Sullivan on down. We have been 100% clear that we are absolutely prepared to implement crippling, severe economic sanctions on Russia if it decides to further invade Ukraine. We've also been clear that we are in lockstep with our European partners and allies on this question. We have been doing months and months of coordination to prepare for this moment, and I think that we could not have been clearer to Russia.
Do you think that some European states will be less likely to impose sanctions of their own because of the energy situation?
But I think there's no question that Europe still remains dependent on Russia for energy. But I know that our European partners are as concerned about the threat that's before them and before Europe, and are as committed as we are to implement sanctions, even if those sanctions have a rippling effect on our own economies. On the energy question, I just want to mention that we have been working very, very hard to put into place mitigation measures in case Russia does weaponize energy and cut off any supplies to Europe. So we are prepared for that eventuality as well.
I know we don't have much time left, but as a follow-up to that, what do those mitigation measures do? Does that mean gas prices won't shoot straight up through the roof?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. So one of the first things that we've done is we have been in conversations with natural gas suppliers globally and producers, including here in the United States, but also other major natural gas producers. So so that we can have other options in place for supplying Europe in the case that there is any kind of natural gas shortage. Natural gas markets are more regional in nature than oil markets, so I think that an impact on U.S. natural gas prices would be more minimal. Oil is a global market, but there are options we have as well there too on oil production, working with other oil suppliers. The real question is, I guess the real point is that any movement like this that Russia is contemplating won't just affect Europe. It will affect global markets. It will affect markets, you know, in Asia, in the United States. It will have a profound impact on all of our economies, which is why all nations have an interest in Russia de-escalating.